today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you have dreams? If yes, do you dream often? Do you dream of being in a better place, in a better time, under better conditions? Dreams are a series of thoughts, images, and sensations occurring in a person's mind during sleep. They are successions of ideas and emotions that usually occur involuntarily in the mind. I have had dreams that have taken me across the globe. I've dreamed of doing great things on this earth. I've dreamed of serving and doing the will of God in a capacity that far exceeds my ability. That's one thing about dreams. They don't limit you. Dreams allow you to move beyond emotional, financial, relational, familial, and physical boundaries. For that reason, you have to be mature enough to handle your dreams. You must be mature enough to nurture the dream. You must be mature enough to keep some dreams to yourself and mature enough to keep them between you and the Lord until He desires for you to reveal them. In Genesis chapter 37, verse 5, it is written, "Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more." In Genesis 37, verses 9 through 11, he had another dream and shared it with his brothers and his father rebuked him. Verse 11 shares with us that his brothers envied him, but his father kept the matter in mind. Joseph was 17 years old and was given insight into what and who he would become. Joseph's dream involved his father, his mother, and his brothers bowing down to him. Joseph's dream ultimately came to fruition as he became second in charge in Egypt. This occurred after being thrown in the pit by his brothers and sold to the Ishmaelites. They sold Joseph to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh and captain of the guard. Joseph was then accused by Potiphar's wife of trying to lie with her. Potiphar had Joseph placed in prison where he met the king's chief butler and the baker and interpreted their dreams for them. Then the king had a dream, and the chief butler later remembered Joseph and shared with the king how Joseph had assisted him. After interpreting the king's dream, he placed Joseph in a position to provide during the 7-year famine, and everyone, including his brothers and his father, bowed at Joseph's feet as they came to get food. Notice when Joseph first shared his dream, he didn't share all the pain, the heartache that accompanied them. He only shared with his brothers, and his parents would bow down before him. When you are immature, you will become premature in your actions without considering the route you must take to reach your purpose. Just like Joseph, success is in your path because the Lord was with Joseph, but He is in you. Remember, talk to God about the dream He has given you before sharing it with others. He may want you to wait. Wait on Him to tell you when to speak about the dream He has placed in your heart. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.